Hello, and welcome to 5.5 Minutes to Sales Superiority. I'm Rick Wimberly.
And I'm Lauren Bristow. Today, we're tackling a crucial skill in sales, customizing your presentations to address the specific needs and pain points of your clients. So have you ever been guilty of the following? You've finally set up a hard-fought prospect discovery call. You've asked a few probing questions, taken some notes, and you've learned some things about your prospect's needs. You think you might really be able to help them. Then, as if you flipped a switch, you suddenly go into comfort mode, jumping to your routine pitch or demo and highlighting every feature or function you offer. Well, you've made the mistake of autopilot demos, where you're missing the opportunity to connect key value points in your presentation with key prospect pain points.
Ditching autopilot presentations is essential. Every client's challenges are unique, and recognizing this can be the difference between closing a deal and watching it slip through your fingers. If we're going to tailor our presentations effectively, the journey begins in the discovery phase, where understanding your client's pain is key. Level one means we're able to listen to prospects' responses, distill their feedback, and identify or classify common pain points. Level two is actually about more than just knowing their problems. It's about understanding the impact of these problems on their businesses and finding ways your product can offer a solution. And this is why the discovery phase should not be rushed. Effective discovery involves deep listening, probing questions to unearth deeper issues, and using diagnostic tools to get a holistic view of the client's situation.
Once identification of these pain points are clear, the next challenge is articulating how your product specifically addresses these pains. This connection is critical and needs to be explicit in your presentation. Sales leaders play a pivotal role here in preparing reps for this step. They must equip their teams to make these connections. It involves training, sure, but also developing resources like pain maps. If you don't already have this in place, imagine a visual tool that links each identified customer pain with specific features and value points of your product. Now, this map serves as a guide for reps, helping them highlight how each feature of their product is a part of the solution to a specific client issue. A resource like this does require some upfront sales leader time investment. However, it will pay significant dividends in better win rates, shorter sales cycles, and even more accurate forecasts.
Let's make a point about training. In addition to product knowledge, training should, of course, focus on skills like empathy, strategic questioning, and how to use diagnostic tools effectively. Often, however, an unanticipated byproduct of all these training efforts is a bunch of training materials, documents, and slide decks. Having all these insights is great, but if they're scattered across different documents and formats, they will lessen their impact on sales rep recall. Where possible, consolidate them into a single accessible tool or resource. When a rep is in the middle of a discovery call, flipping through documents isn't just impractical, it's unprofessional. Having a streamlined resource that they can reference quickly not only boosts their confidence, but also demonstrates competence to the client.
Speaking of demonstrating competence, tailored presentations help build trust between the prospect and the salesperson. When a client sees that a rep has taken the time to understand their specific needs and has thoughtfully prepared a solution, it establishes credibility. And this credibility extends beyond just making a sale. It's about building a longer-term relationship. Clients remember the effort you put into addressing their needs and are more likely to turn to you for future business. Finally, let's also not underestimate the impact of following up with prospects. Tailoring your presentation is just the beginning. Following up with customized communication that reiterates how your solution aligns with their needs can keep that momentum going.
And when objections arise, your deep understanding of the client's pain points allows you to turn the objections into clarifying discussions about features and benefits that maybe the client hadn't considered. As we wrap up, remember, today's prospects want to know you're not just selling a product, you're providing a solution that fits their unique challenges.
That's it for today on 5.5 Minutes to Sales Superiority. We hope these insights empower you to enhance your sales strategy and forge stronger, more productive client relationships.